Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Belmont, Gary Melcher's home and studio in Stafford. Our focus this morning. We welcome to the program David Barrett back, the director of Gary Melcher's Home and Studio. David, good to see you and have you in here this morning. And Megan Pachaler is here, the special events manager. Megan, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good to have you. Good to have you both here. Boy, I'll tell you what, nothing like spring in this area, and nothing like spring at Belmont. With the gardens and everything. If you haven't seen them, you ought to.
Everything is popping. The tulips came out a couple weeks ago, but they're still holding on, and daffodils are still out. Trees are starting to fill in with the blooms. So it's the best time of year. It was always Gary Melcher's favorite time of year at Belmont to paint.
Yeah, you can see that. You can see that because Belmont with the With the woods right there and just the view that you've got from Belmont, this is a great time of year.
Great time to come out, and if you're an artist, to come out and paint on the grounds, or a photographer, come out and take some beautiful shots all around the property. You know, it's very, very memorable.
And take a tour inside, because it's Belmont is really something. I mean, over the years, David, you were the one who really got me interested in Belmont. I always tell people it was MC Moncure who made me go to Belmont, and you got me interested in it. It's a great place.
Well, that's one of the things we try to do, is get people there the first time, and once they're there the first time, they know why they want to come back. It's a great place to discover, and we hope a lot of people will come out this coming weekend on Sunday for our spring open house, where they can explore to their heart's content without any charge.
Yeah, no, this is a big weekend, Megan. This is a spring open house. It's Sunday. Tell us about it.
So it is our open house. It is Sunday from 10 to 5. It's free admission to tour the studios and the house. We'll have some special activities as well. The soft serve ice cream truck will be there from 10 to 3. We'll have drop-in preschool palette classes from 11 to 4, which is our art classes for children ages 2 to 5. David?
We'll have the Fanny Roots House will be open. We only open it once a year. This is a restored working man's cottage near the entrance to Belmont that we acquired a number of years ago and have spent several years restoring.
I didn't know that ever was open. So
it is open. We try to do it every year during the open house, and so people can see how a working class family lived in the early part of this century. And it was owned and maintained by an African American family that worked in the area, and several of the family members worked for the Melchers, both as cooks and maintenance people. So it's a nice place to discover. You'll see all the workmanship, all hand done from the late 19th and early 20th century. And a chance to see something that you might never have had a chance to see before.
And when you're coming, that's the house that when you're coming
as
in,
you come into the entrance,
right in the, on the right hand
the right
side
there, little white house with blue trim.
Yeah. Okay, so and I didn't realize that it ever was.
We've done it a couple times before for special weekends, and we're doing that with some volunteer guides. So from 12 to 3, people will be able to stroll through that little property as well.
Well, I know what I'm doing now on Sunday.
Good.
Because I didn't realize that. Another thing you're doing that really jumped out at me: yoga on the lawn.
Yes, yeah, so we're doing a 60-minute yoga class, thanks to the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg, from 1 to 2. And if it's rainy, which we're hoping it won't be, it'll be inside the studio pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really looking forward to that.
Well, that'll be something to see. There's something, when I looked at that, I thought, now what would the Melchers think if they saw yoga going on?
I don't think Gary would have participated, probably, but Corinne would have supported it, probably. We've tried this. Our education manager has tried this with some of the preschool palette classes, the little 2 to 5 year olds,
yeah,
during those classes, and it's been a big success. Of course, the parents love it because many of them are involved in it these days, the kids. It's a way to get the kids relaxed and ready to sit down and paint or do their art projects. So they love doing that. This way the adults and the children can participate together on Sunday. So just another little thing to participate in for that hour. We're also going to encourage people to do do-it-yourself social media photos in the summer house. They can have a frame that we've produced that they can hold up against themselves and self-frame themselves for,
yeah,
and post it online. And so that'll be a new thing people can do as well.
Well, and that's a great thing to do, just because it gets Belmont out in social media.
Yeah, we have a lot of response from all of our postings. Megan, you're involved in that.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. You can look it up, Gary Melcher's Home and Studio. We also have an Instagram page, which is also Gary Melcher's Home and Studio, and a Twitter. So make sure to follow us on all of those pages.
The Belmont has stayed up and is in the social media age.
Well, yeah, you know, that's one of the things over my time there that didn't even exist when I came, and all it was press releases and radio shows, which we're grateful are still going along, like yours.
Yeah, the times have changed, but just to be able to get, because I know, Megan, through social media is where you introduce yourselves to a lot of people.
Yeah, social media is definitely huge, and I think it's important to get Belmont into the social media ring, if you will, and I think we're doing a good job at that so far. So
you involved in a lot with you do a lot with the social media and media end?
Me and the education manager, Michelle, are both involved in the social media, so.
Well, whether it's rain or shine on Sunday, the spring open house will take place, and either way, it's free admission, and it's a great chance to see what's there at Belmont.
Yeah, we do have an additional attraction. That's our current special exhibition, which is called Belmont Portrayed Through a Lens, which is a sequel to the show we did a year ago, where we invited local artists to submit mm-hmm. works in more traditional media, painting and watercolor, etc., and had that up a year ago. This year we decided to invite photographers who have done work on the grounds to submit their photos of Belmont in all its seasons for a competition, and that show is up through this weekend and actually through May 21st. And one of the fun things is that all the visitors can cast their own ballot in the gallery for mm-hmm. The awards that will be made during the last week of the show, the Cash Awards. So it's a People's Choice awards system, and we hope that everybody will come through and see the show and cast their vote for their favorite photo.
I must say that one of the things you'll be able to do on Sunday is to check out the museum shop, because it is one of the best in the area, just as far as what you have to choose from.
And it's fully stocked with springtime related things, everything from ceramics to garden implements. So we hope people will check that out as well.
Spring Open House is Sunday from 10 to 5 at Gary Melcher's Home and Studio at Belmont. One of the things, and I guess Stafford County was largely responsible just for the increased signage that's around that leads you there. It used to, you kind of had to, if you hadn't been there before, had to kind of guess, but there the signs point you right to how to get there.
Yeah, they call it wayfinding now. That's the term for new signage to get people to historic sites and public spaces. And Stafford's has been in place for a little less than a year, and they're still adding as we go. And it has helped get people to where we are, especially since there's been changes at the Falmouth intersection mm-hmm. that make it a different route to get to Belmont. Now people can follow the signs and get there. And I think it's helped establish Stafford as a real destination and making giving better publicity to its historic sites, especially.
Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont. Our focus this morning, David Barrett is here along with Megan Pachaler. More on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
David Barrett's here. Megan Pachaler is here. They're from Belmont, Gary Melcher's home and studio in Stafford. I guess, David, we should have talked right off the bat a little bit about Gary Melcher's himself, who he was, because he was a pretty famous person who lived in our midst.
Well, he was during his lifetime, not so much today. People really don't know who he is, and that's our job is to tell people who he was and show them why he was well known during his time. But he was most well known at the turn of the 20th century, you know, around 1900 when he was in his prime. He was from Detroit. He went to study art in Europe, made his reputation, early reputation in Europe. As a realist painter, and then became a portraitist, became very well known as a painter of famous names. He painted Vanderbilts and Mellons and Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt in the White House, and became well known and in demand as a portrait painter during that period, and made a good living at it. And then came back to the States at the outbreak of World War I. He and his wife thought they were going to stay in New York maybe for a short period before until the war ended, and then go back to Germany where he had been teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had a studio in Paris and another in Holland. And things didn't work out that way, and they decided they wanted to find a country home away from New York so that they could get out of the city and have a country life much of the year. So they started looking around up and down the East Coast, and they had a friend that by coincidence owned Snowden, the old mansion that used to be where the hospital is today.
Yeah.
He said, there's this place for sale across the river from me. Why don't you come down and look at it? And so they came down on the train. In those days, there were probably half a dozen trains a day from New York, and they just popped on the train, came down. Got off at Fredericksburg, looked at the place, and ended up buying it for $12,000 in 1915, mm-hmm. with about 20 acres with it. And that became their country estate. Well, Gary kept a studio in New York and kept going back and forth and would go up for a few weeks at a time. So he spent many of the first years back and forth to New York while Corinne established the property, decorated the house. Got the gardens going the way she wanted. It was became her project. And then in the mid-20s, Gary moved full-time down to Belmont, built a studio building for him where he painted and where he displayed his work. And by that time, he'd become more of an impressionist painter, working in the impressionist style with and selling landscapes as well as doing his portraits. So was very well placed in New York and other cities in the galleries and in major exhibitions. And then when he died in 1932, Corinne wanted to establish his legacy and protected all his works, kept everything as it was, left everything behind. She lived another 20-some years and died in 1955, and her goal was to make Belmont a permanent memorial to him and his work. So she donated the entire property and all the collections and all the art to the state of Virginia, to the Commonwealth. And we've been state-owned and operated by the University of Mary Washington since the early 60s. So we are a public site. We're open 7 days a week. We have the grounds and gardens have been restored to the way they looked in the 1920s. We have house tours. Everything was left behind. The Melchers had no children, no heirs. Everything stayed as it was. So we can see how they lived, what they owned, and the lifestyle of a very well-off artistic couple in the 1920s. And then in the studio, we have hundreds of his works of art on view on a rotating basis, both in the studio where he worked with all of his palettes and paints and easels all the way they were when he worked there, as well as several galleries filled with work from different stages of his career, and then special exhibitions like I mentioned, the Belmont Portrait Photo Show right now. So that's the basis of all the tours, which everybody will be able to see for free on Sunday. And then, of course, we have our new special event pavilion that Megan oversees, which is available for all manner of conferences, meetings, weddings, receptions, everything that any public event space can handle.
The interesting thing about Belmont is that you know so much, and it's places like Kenmore and a lot of other places struggle at times to try to recreate things and kind of guess at times and just, you know all that.
Well, we have it all there. Well, it's very rare to have a historic site that has all the original furnishings, the original collections. And in our case, a site that is geared towards a time when photography existed. So we have photos from the 1920s that show the house inside and out. So we can recreate exactly where things were. We know what was there. We know what condition it was in, even to what upholstery was on the furniture. Other sites before that time were either sold many times over, all of the furnishings and contents dispersed to family members, disappeared through the auction market, and things have had to be either bought back or recreated with period pieces, so they're not the originals. So we're very fortunate, and we're one of the rare sites that can show you exactly the way it was when the original owners lived there.
And what really makes in Belmont itself, in this area, you're not tied to George Washington or the colonial period or the Civil War. That really sets you apart.
We're the only art oriented historic site in the region, and we kid that sometimes we are the site that's very popular with what's termed Civil War widows and families that come to town with their Civil War interested spouses who want to walk the fields and the battlefields and imagine what happened during all periods of the Civil War, but the spouses and the children can't quite have that same vision, so they look for something else to do, and we're that something else to do.
Well, and I've told you the story before about having family from Georgia come and want to come there because they had heard their kids had studied. Knew about Gary Melchers in school.
Well, they had Melchers had a strong connection to Savannah, Georgia, where Corinne's family was from, and her uncle had founded the art museum in Savannah, the city art museum, and Gary was their first advisor, helped them build a collection in the 19 teens, so they have a lot of works in their collection there. So the school children all visit the Telfair Museum in Savannah, see all of Melcher's work, and hear all about it. And then there are a lot of collectors down there that own works. So he's well known in Georgia, and we have visitors as well, and we also have many visitors from, say, Holland, who know about him because he spent so many years living and painting in Holland that his work is known as Dutch themed.
Yeah, I had somebody last week who on spring break took their family. They were in Charleston and ran into something, and I get a text out of nowhere saying, "Hey, did you know? You know, there was some mention of Mrs. Melchers in Charleston."
Yeah. She transferred some of her costumes to a historical society down there. And also his work is shown in many museums around the South. He's sort of known as a Southern themed painter, and so a lot of museums in the different Southern states have his work in their collections and they put it on view.
So you never know, and people from Fredericksburg end up and start seeing this thing, and hopefully they see a connection and know that the real deal's right here.
We get that all the time. People will see something in San Francisco, or they'll see it in even in Bentonville, Arkansas, the new museum that was founded by Alice Walton there has a major Melchers that she bought to display. And people have gone there and said, "There, did you know there's a Melchers in the Crystal Bridges Art Museum?" Yes, we do. It's there.
One of the things that people around here can become members of Belmont and take part in a lot of the things that we've talked about this morning and will talk about, become a member.
Yeah, we have a Friends of Belmont membership program that starts at $50 for an individual. And that gives you free admission year-round, and our admission charge is usually $10, so you get that back pretty quickly. You also get a discount in the museum shop. You get a discount on programs that have a fee associated with them. We also give you a monthly e-newsletter that can tell you about everything that's going on. You also get first notice for special events or receptions or other activities. You get discounts. Megan puts together tours and travel, so that is part of that as well. So lots of opportunities to get involved, but the biggest opportunity is to help us do what we do best, which is present the Melchers and put together programs like we're talking about today.
Megan, what's the website for Belmont, the best way to get a hold of you guys?
It's www.garymelchers.org.
GaryMelchers.org. That's G-A-R-I. GaryMelchers.org to find out about all of this. We're talking about Belmont, Gary Melchers Home and Studio at in Stafford County. David Barrett, Megan Pachaler here. More on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We're talking Belmont, Gary Melcher's Home and Studio in Stafford County this morning with David Barrett, the director, and Megan Pachaler is the special events manager. And Megan, Art After Hours returns on May the 11th. Is this the second year for this?
It is. It's the fourth Art After Hours.
Oh, okay. Where have I been?
So it's our fourth Art After Hours. It's Thursday, May 11th from 6 to 8. It will be open to the public, except we have a special invitation to University Mary Washington alum and Virginia Tech alum, who will have special tables set out for alum to go check in and maybe get some free goodies.
Okay.
It is free admission to the concert, and our art galleries and art studio will be open for people to stroll around in. We will have live modern folk music from Cabin Creek, who's a local band here. Beer and wine tickets. We will be selling Stafford County's Six Beers and a Goat Brewing Company's beer and Potomac Point Winery. And we will have Gourmelt's food truck there selling their delicious sandwiches. And Frufetti Bus, which is a Hawaiian shaved ice and frozen treat bus.
So this is, on a Thursday, it's a kind of come out after work and kind of hang out at Belmont.
Yeah, it's a nice intro into your weekend if you want a little bit of fun time after work. Just stop on by, and you can have some beer or wine and listen to some music and maybe see our art galleries for the first time.
Well, it gets people onto the grounds of Belmont, see where it's at, and I guess you hope that they leave with a good feeling and want to come back and see more.
Absolutely. Last Art After Hours in September, I actually had a young lady and her dad come who had never been to Belmont before. And then she booked her wedding here at Belmont. So that was nice.
That is very. So these kind of things are really just a good introduction to what you do. You show a little bit, but not a lot.
Exactly. And, yeah, people who have never come to Belmont before. It's a nice little intro for younger people, recent college alum, college students, people who have never heard of Belmont before. It gives them a reason to stop by and just see our grounds and our art studio and things like that.
Well, and to see the grounds, to see the art studio, just to see, David talked earlier about just this time of year especially, coming and taking pictures and just walking around the grounds. It's a terrific place.
It is, yeah. We offer, people can come take photography sessions. It's a $30 fee for professional photographers, but that's really popular right now. Mm-hmm. You have to make an appointment. But if any professional photographers would like to come and take some photos at Belmont during the spring, it's a beautiful time. So that's always a good option.
Yeah, it's a very popular time of year for senior pictures and for graduation and for prom. And we've had always a real run-on photo shoots during this time of year. And everybody checks in through Megan and arranges things so we don't have multiple photographers on site at any time. That's why we try to make appointments for that.
Yeah.
Because we want everybody to be able to pick where they want to do the photos instead of running into others at the same time or competing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, it's a great spot. But boy, Art After Hours is a really nice idea that and I know the food truck that you have coming is a very popular food truck these days.
It is, yeah. Just won the Spotsylvania Rodeo food truck, third place at that. It serves delicious, like, gourmet grilled cheeses. I actually just went myself a few weekends ago to try it, and I tried the, like, pulled pork with mac and cheese melt with their tater tots, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
So definitely have to check that out.
Okay, it's free. It's Art After Hours, Thursday, May the 11th, again from 6 to 8, and you can go check everything out at Belmont, especially if you haven't been there. I think you'll be surprised.
Yes, definitely come. And
yeah, we found at the previous ones, we have a lot of our members come by because they like to experience Belmont in different ways.
Yeah.
And I know that just wandering around through the crowd when they're there, we see a lot of our familiar supporters from over the years. They just like to come out and enjoy the sight. They bring their chairs, they bring their blankets, they relax. And the music, the groups that Megan has brought in over the past 2 years have always been locally known and locally supported and always have their own groups of supporters that follow them around to every site. And that almost guarantees a good crowd. And we've had it anywhere. We've had up to 150 people. More, 200 last time.
In September, we had a little over 200.
Yeah. So it's terrific. A nice day. There's plenty of parking. They can wander around. No admission, no check-in point or anything like that. Just come and have a seat and enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it kind of follows in the spirit. I mean, Mrs. Melcher's tried to open Belmont up for different community
things.
Yeah,
Mrs. Melcher's had a lot of public events there, often for fundraising purposes. She had the Marine Corps band play at Belmont to sell war bonds during World War II, that kind of thing. And she would do fundraisers for the garden clubs and teas. So she saw Belmont as a public site to encourage people to support causes and other organizations, as well as for her to entertain and enjoy other people's company.
I know in the past Belmont has been a stop for Garden Week. Is it
2 years ago we were on the tour. So that has happened a couple of times during my tenure. And we are always, since we are a site that has been restored by the Garden Club of Virginia, we are always open free to those that have bought tickets to the normal tour. So if you've bought your ticket to the downtown tour, for instance, this year, you can bring that ticket along and have free admission to Belmont as well.
Okay. Speaking of your tenure, David Barrett, you are at the end of June. Will be retiring as the director of Belmont, and I'll just say, I mean, it's been just terrific to get to know you, and like I said earlier, got me interested in Gary Melchers, and you've been at Belmont for how long?
About 26, almost 27 years.
26 years.
A long time.
You have earned a retirement.
Well, it's a way to change gears, as they say, and let somebody else come in and bring some new ideas, new concepts, get some more people excited about Belmont, which is going to be there for a long time after I'm gone, and certainly we'll do well with the staff we have and the support from Stafford County and from the University of Mary Washington and from the state. It's been a very encouraging couple of decades where a small site that we thought would grow slowly has grown incrementally over that time with support as far as buildings and programs and events and staff, and we're very happy with how the general public has supported us, and you know, I'm happy with, you know, professionally with how we've grown and done it the right way, and I think most people will agree with that.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say there haven't been any gimmicks or anything, and Belmont does continue to a lot of the historical sites around here, you look at a lot of them, and over the last few years, there is an interest in all of this.
Fredericksburg's always been a very supportive environment for historic preservation, and especially with the Park Service and all of the downtown museums, and now Stafford is on that trail as well with all of the new sites that they are supporting and opening up, with the new state park and with the new private areas. It's when I came here, I had only worked in art museums. You know, I had no real background in historic preservation. I didn't know history the way it was done here.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn real fast about how important history was and historic preservation was to Fredericksburg and Virginia in particular. I grew up on the West Coast where history dates to, the 1870s or 80s as far as historic buildings, and had to learn real fast that things are pretty important here when you get back into the pre-revolutionary period and beyond. So that's been a great education for me, and I hope that what we've done at Belmont is blend the historic preservation of the property with the appreciation of the art that's there.
What got you here? What brought you to Fredericksburg?
We were looking. We had been in the Midwest, and we're looking to get closer to our families on the East Coast. So we started looking, in Virginia, because my wife's from upstate New York, and we decided we didn't want to go back up to that weather, in that area, even though we'd spent a lot of time up there. So we had some connections here in Virginia, and found out about the position in Mary Washington, liked what we saw, and decided to come this way. And never forget the first time, the first winter we were here in February, we were down in Richmond at Maymont and 60 degrees and feeding the deer with our children. And I said, this is we've died and gone to heaven here compared to Wisconsin, where we'd come from with 6 feet of snow. So that's why we're in Virginia. Yeah.
Well, I guess looking ahead, you got to be excited about what the future holds for a place like Belmont. Like you say, everything has been just on the upswing, and with the staff that you have, and the ideas, and just with what social media can do to help get the word out.
It's always a challenge to bring in new audiences, and the audience that we appealed to when I came. Were many people who even had known Mrs. Melchers back in the 50s, and that generation is passing on. So we, as is their support. So it's up to us to educate and attract the new generations to what we can offer, and that's why Megan and Michelle and others on our staff are creating programs that are appealing to younger families, to children, to young adults, to get them familiar with Belmont and get them on the site and on the property and see what's there and try and encourage their support for the future.
No, I think I look at look at things like Art After Hours or the beeping eggs that you do every year, things like that have become
different audiences, different constituencies, different organizations and groups of people. It's all part of the expansion that's necessary to take museums and historic sites out of the realm of the so-called elite and open everything to the public and get the general public support, because that's the only way we're going to survive financially and even physically.
I guess you're going to stay around in this area?
We'll be in the area. You know, I kid that we have a little horse farm out in Stafford, and I'll be joining the horses out to pasture.
Well, it has been an honor, and it's been great getting to know you, David, over these years. And you have been, it's just we've had some good times talking and learned a lot about the Melchers.
Well, I'll still be around, Ted. I'll be listening to you we'll be available.
It'll be good to bump into you occasionally. Yeah. David Barrett, the director of Gary Melcher's Home and Studio, here this morning. Megan Pachaler, the special events manager. When we come back, we will talk again about the spring open house and Art After Hours that is coming up over the next few weeks. The open house is coming up this weekend. Art After Hours coming up on the 11th. We'll talk about that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
David Barrett and Megan Pachaler from Belmont, Gary Melcher's Home and Studio in Stafford here this morning. We're going to wrap this up by talking about a couple of the events that are coming up that we talked about. First, though, Megan, you mentioned that that Belmont's great for weddings and things like that, for pictures and all. And I guess you're the person to contact if they've got questions.
Yeah, we do all types of events, wedding ceremonies, wedding receptions, rehearsal dinners, engagement parties, all things wedding. So if you ever want to check out what our event space looks like, you can look at our website, www.garymelchers.org, and check out our rentals website, and contact me if you ever want to set up a free venue tour. We do have a few 2017 dates available still for weddings and rehearsal dinners and stuff, so keep that in mind.
So this is the time time running short for a lot of these things. So if you're
dates
thinking
are
about it,
going fast. So
yeah. So interesting. Again, GaryMelchers.org to get all that information, and Megan Pachaler is the special events manager. Big goings on this weekend. David Barrett on the Sunday from Sunday 10 to 5. It is the spring open house. It's really your chance to see Belmont, especially if you've got family or friends coming this summer, and if you want to check it out before you take them, this is your opportunity.
It's a great idea. You can see all that we have to offer, including the galleries, the studio, the historic house, stroll the gardens, take a walk down to the river on our trails. We have a mile and a half of groomed woodland trails that go several routes, so it's become a very popular site for that kind of exercise. You can check out the museum shop with specials all weekend. And we hope that you can participate in some of the special activities going on, including the preschool palette classes, which is going to be drop-in, where you can just bring your little one in and try an art project. We'll also be opening the Fanny Roots House, which is our little cottage up by the entrance that's only open once a year from 12 to 3. From 1 to 2. You can participate in yoga on the lawn, or in case of rain, in the pavilion building that's going to be run by the Yoga Foundation of Fredericksburg. And you can take your own social media photos in a summer house and post those to get more people to join us.
So Rain or Shine, Sunday. It's the spring open house from 10 to 5 at Belmont. And then, Megan, on Thursday, May 11th, 6 to 8, it is Art After Hours returns.
Yes, Belmont's fourth Art After Hours. It is open to the public and free admission to the event, which is a concert. And our art galleries will be open for people to stroll around. We have live modern folk music from local Cabin Creek and beer and wine from Stafford County Six Bears and a Goat Brewing Company and Potomac Point Winery. We'll be selling tickets for alcohol. And the Gourmalt's food truck will be there selling sandwiches, and the Fruffetti bus will be there selling Hawaiian shaved ice and other frozen treats.
And to find out about all kinds of things, you can always check out GaryMeltzer.org. There's a Facebook page, and then there's also Friends of Belmont.
Yes, and if you'd like to receive our monthly e-newsletter, there's a place on the website that you can click on to sign up for the e-news, which comes out the first of every month to keep yourself posted on what's going on there.
And for members, there are always little things going on here and there, behind the scenes kind of things, and just a lot of things fun for you, but also benefits Belmont.
Always, and we've had members that have joined when we first started Friends of Belmont in 1992 that are still strong supporters and have been to everything over the past 26 years. And I'll be sorry to say a formal goodbye to them, but I'll be seeing them all as we go along.
Well, I am sorry to say a formal goodbye to you, David Barrett, but it has been a great having you. And like you say, you'll still be around, and I'm sure we'll run into each other.
Been a pleasure, Ted.
It's been great. Thank you for all that you have done for history in this area. Megan, great to have you here.
Thank you.
We will see you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
David Barrett is the director of Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont in Stafford. Megan Pichaler, the special events manager. Town Talk, powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We talk about the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in the morning. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.